And I'll tell you, this is about something we've talked about. Getting to the point where you no longer even have to use a fingerprint for your security to log on to an app or to buy something, but biometrics.
You're kind of out of breath.
I know. I said, because I had
to
run.
You ran in here.
Biometrics. So imagine for you to log on to your phone, to log on to an app, to buy something, you don't even have to press your finger to
Well,
the fingerprint sensor.
let me break this down a little bit to where people will understand why this is so important if it works. And that is, many of us are using password managers. That could be an index card that you have taped to your TV screen, post-it notes, hidden in your wallet, wherever, to keep track of all your passwords. That's because there's not a viable way for you to just say, "Hey, it's me.
We see it in the
Let me
movies.
in,"
We see it
right?
in the movies.
So what we're talking about is can we finally get to a place where you don't have to remember 50 passwords? You don't have to change them every 3 months. All you have to do is just be you, and you are enough to get into your system.
Well, and now we have the very first U.S. financial institution to protect member security by taking a dual biometric approach. And it's my bank.
It's like the only one.
I'm so excited. USAA, which serves members of the armed forces and former members of the armed forces and their families. USAA formally launched this version of its mobile app that gives me and all other USAA members the opportunity to get our secure access into the app through facial recognition or voice-based verification.
Now, I just want to paint a picture. Yesterday, after the show, we were getting ready to leave, and Amy looked at her phone, and her eyes rolled up into the back of her head, and she just rolled over, passed out on the floor. And then when we brought her to, we're like, "What was that about?" And she said, "My bank has facial recognition."
Well, and thanks to one of our texters, one of our listeners, Doug Nandell, he's the one who told me about it. He texted during the show last night and so sent me the information. And we wanted to find out a few things from USAA. And thank you so much. Gary McCallum is joining us on the line. That's the interview I was just at the last moment trying to get. Gary McCallum from USAA. He is the chief security officer there. Gary, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Amy. I just want to say, first of all, though, I think you need to bump up the excitement level a little bit about that capability.
She is very excited. It is not an
I've
act.
been asking for this and begging for this, and you came through.
Well, I'm very proud of what USA's been able to do for our members.
Okay, so I put all my biometric information in the app last night, and you have the option of face recognition or voice. Something we noticed immediately, Gary, is that you didn't offer the option of fingerprint ID. Why is that?
Well, actually, we will be offering that here in about the next 3 months. Part of it had to do with the interface with Apple and being able to bring the Touch ID biometric over. So in that particular case, what we'll have to do is take advantage of the existing biometric that Apple's going to capture and bring it into our app. The two options that we have today, the voice and the facial, are embedded totally into our app. So we're having to do a little integration work, but we'll be rolling that out here in the next few months.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
She's even more excited.
Okay, so
Yeah,
let me.
so it's all about options.
Yeah.
Let me walk our listeners through what it was like to input my information here. So you go in and it just asks you for the facial recognition part to look into your camera. It asks you to blink several times. And I had to do it, I think, three times. Is that right, Gary?
For the voice, you did, yes.
Yeah, and for the face, and then that's just in there. And then you can choose that. You get to choose what your primary login option is. And I chose the face, and it looks like I'm not alone. You said that customers overwhelmingly prefer the facial recognition over the voice. Why is that?
Well, I think part of it right now is, just to give you a little bit of background. We've been looking at this technology for a couple of years now in our lab, and the technology itself, biometric technology, is not new. The military and government's been using various forms of that technology for a while. It's taken a while, from my perspective, to get it mature enough to integrate it into a consumer technology like a mobile banking application. And so over the last year, we got to the point where we were comfortable that the technology was mature enough to consumerize, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's optimal. And a great example of that is the voice recognition. That one's a little bit more sensitive. So, you know, if there's ambient noise or other factors out there, you know, or you're in a crowded place, it's just not going to be as convenient to use the voice as it is simply to point the camera and let it recognize your face. So part of it is preference, part of it's environmental. And so we think both of these capabilities, as well as other ones that we're looking at, are going to continue to mature. We're going to integrate them in there. So we weren't waiting for perfect, but we were waiting for good enough. The other part of that is the facial recognition part works pretty fast. So it's
I was just going to say it was almost instantaneous. You just look into it, boom, it recognizes you.
Yeah, and we really want to encourage our members that have the mobile banking app to use a stronger form of authentication than simply a user ID and password. And I think we all know why. If you look at the environment of the Internet, it's a hostile environment. You can tell there's so many data breaches that are happening out there, not to mention all the malware that's on computers and floating around, so keystroke loggers and phishing emails. They're all designed to try to capture user ID and password and personal information. So this cuts out a lot of the threat environment in terms of logging on and authenticating into your mobile application.
Now, privacy is going to be everyone's main concern here. And Gary, I'm sure you did a lot of security testing on this, but we did our own this morning.
Are you worried?
Well, you know what? I always value feedback from our members. So
okay.
Bring it on.
So these were the two ways we thought someone could hack into this biometric. So we videoed me blinking into someone else's phone. And we put that up to act as the face for the facial recognition. It failed time and time again.
Couldn't do it. Yeah.
The other thing we did, Gary, is we recorded me saying the voice authentication sentence into someone else's phone. And when we played that back to my phone, it let me in.
That one did work.
So I guess the point would be you would have to get someone else to say that statement and record them to be able to hack into their phone.
Well, yeah, and for that particular case, we don't say this is bulletproof. What I say is it's so much better than a simple user ID and a password, right? And the other part of this is, which you don't realize, is as you enroll in that particular process, that phone that you've established your mobile banking app on and enrolled your biometrics in, you're tied to that device. So you can't go use your biometric on another phone to get into your banking app.
So they would have to be able to
re-enroll through the process.
They would have to be able to record her somehow
and
then get a hold of her device and then play her recording into that device. That's a lot of work to get into one person's account.
Right, and I even remember on an episode of 24 a couple of years ago where somebody cut off Jack Bauer's finger and got into a biometric, using a biometric into a secret compartmented area. So anything is possible.
We know that's perfectly true.
And this is very exciting, as you can tell. I'm excited, Gary. And up next, too, integration with the Apple Watch.
Right. Well, we are always looking at the future. So we have a lab that's, it's always in business. And so we're always looking ahead. So there's lots of things that we're looking at how we can integrate in. That's wearable technologies and wearable devices is certainly high on our radar scope. So for us, we got two objectives as we look at these. One, how can we improve our member experience and interaction? And obviously, wearable technologies and other form, fit, function devices out there are coming. So we got to be able to interact with those. So we're always thinking about that. But security and privacy are right there. We don't want to have a great member experience at the expense of security and privacy. So for us, those are both non-negotiables.
All right. Thank you so much. This is the Chief Security Officer for USAA, Gary McCallum. USAA, a bank that serves the armed forces and their families, 10-plus million members. I am one of them. And so excited that they have added biometric identification
and
to get into the mobile banking
app. This texter asking if it can tell if it's a photo. That you have to blink 3 times.
Mm-hmm. You have to blink.
So we're going to make a photo with
blinking,
we're
going to
make
capability.
It blink and see if we can get in. We couldn't do it with a video of you blinking.
Nope.
So I would be very surprised if a photo that was blinking would do the same.
Don't you wish your bank was as cool as mine?
Isn't that a song? I think it is.